You're made worthy. Verse 21. And you who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he, Jesus, has reconciled you. Praise his name. He's reconciled us. Who is Jesus? He's our reconciler.
Amen.
He's our mediator. He's the one who reconciles our lives back to a relationship to our Heavenly Father. That's who he is. Verse 22. And in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy. My. Just look at somebody near you and just realize they are holy. Wow. Robert. Believe it or not. Well, I don't know. But believe it or not, according to this book, according to what Paul is writing, he says that you are holy.
Amen.
And the other thing he says about you, you're blameless. Oh, my Lord. Yeah. You see, there's no punishment. That's what it means. That's what it means. There's a lot on us that we could be blamed for. But because of Jesus, he says there's no blame. There's no blame. There's no punishment. Yeah, that's true. As Grace says, love looks through rose-colored glasses. Sees no sin. See, because of the blood of Jesus and the love of God that is there, God sees no sin in your life.
Yeah.
We do, don't we? Let's be honest. Change your glasses. And I don't mean go to opticians, I mean get God's glasses on. Start thinking the way God thinks. Do you know, when you start thinking the way God thinks, you will start to act like God.
Yeah.
In a righteous, holy way. In a loving, caring way. You'll act like God.
Yeah.
Because you suddenly become, his nature begins to flow through you.
Yeah.
And then it flows out of you.
Yeah.
Because that's what's in you.
Yeah.
They often say in the world, you know, out of the mouth, the heart speaketh. And Steve and I, we're bikers, and we hear the world, don't we, speaking at times with their expletives, etc. And then they suddenly say, "Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to say that while you were here." Huh? That's the way you think. That is who you are. Needs to change. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways, says the Lord. Isaiah. Speaking out. The words of God. God again speaking out. Verse 23. If indeed you continue in faith,
amen,
grounded,
yeah,
and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. Okay. Let's look at that again. Verse 22 and verse 23. In the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy and blameless, above reproach, in his sight, God's sight, if, did you see that? If indeed you continue in faith. Some people believe once saved, always saved. I don't. Because my understanding of salvation is a complete turning around and following God, grabbing hold of the hand of God and being constantly walking with him day by day and detesting the things of the world, coming to a place where we hate the sins of the world, where we hate the lifestyle of the world, and that our lifestyle changes from that of the world.
Amen.
That is walking in the faith. That is walking in obedience to the word of God. But so many people say, well, I gave my life to Jesus. And when was the last time you spoke to him? Oh, it was about 25 years ago when I asked him to come into my heart and my life. But I'm saved. I don't think so. I don't think so. Because when you get to heaven, you're going to get a real shock because your lifestyle don't match up to what heaven's intended for you. And I'll tell you something else. You get a real shock because you've missed out on so much that God had for you. I believe it is about a daily walk with him. I'd be all right if 71 years ago, 51 years ago. I'd be all right. 51 years ago, if I'd have just turned around to say to Grace on the 1st of July at 16 minutes past 1, when I put the ring on a finger and turned around and said, well, that's it, love, we're married, I'll see you sometime, and walk off. And then folks said to me, I heard you got married. Yeah, I did, I got married, yeah. Well, where's your wife? Oh, I don't know, she's somewhere around, but I left her, you know, just at the altar. I said I'd see her later, you know, but is that marriage?
No.
It's not marriage, is it? It's a relationship, it's a living, coming together with one another. Developing that friendship, relationship, that suddenly we become one, you know, sadly we begin to think like each other. Because she knows what I'm thinking. You know, you think, oh, don't believe it. I can sit on the settee and I can be sat there and all of a sudden I'm just going to do something. And she say, I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to say that. Or there'll be something on the TV and I'll say something and she say, that's just what I was thinking. I'm thinking, oh, Lord. Now, if that happens in the natural, what should be happening in the spiritual? And so when somebody says, you know, I gave my life to Jesus 25 years ago, but I don't go to church. No, you didn't give your life to Jesus. And yeah, you thought you did, yeah. You felt guilty, so you thought, well, I put my hand up and everybody will think, you know, and then I can do what I want after, can't I? No, you can't. It's life changing. It's life changing. The world needs people and needs their lives to be changed. Because if everybody carries on doing exactly what they want to do, and then think when they die, I'm going to heaven, sadly, you're wrong. Because Jesus came into this world to change this world, to bring this world from its wicked, simple way, to bring it back to God. So there has to be a change. There has to be a dynamic change in our lives that will impact society around us, that will reach and touch lives. And we need to walk in faith. Today I'm going to ask you the question. Are you indeed continuing on in faith? Are you indeed continuing on in faith? Because if you're not, then you need to surrender your life to Christ. You need to give him your all and begin to live for Jesus. That's what we need to do. We need to be grounded. Our lives, the things that we do, should be guided and directed by the Word of God. Amen. Some folk might say, oh, you're preaching a hard message, Andrew. I'm preaching truth. And if the truth is hard, then you need to take hold of it. Because it is the truth that sets you free. It is the Word of God that gives you life and freedom. Yeah. The world seeks to imprison you in its systems, to control you, to direct you, to mold you into its shape. Even our advertising on TV, subtly it's been done. Men kissing men, women kissing women, just the odd clip, just like that. And all that is doing, they used to call it subliminal messages. Now it's right in your face. Makes me want to vomit. God's word says what it says. Yeah, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. It is about an eternal relationship that we need to have with the Lord Jesus Christ, that we need to have this Word of God in our lives. And if we don't, then Adam and Steve will seek to take over. Yeah. And Jesus said, I came to redeem you, to give you life, and that more abundantly. I came to set you free. To give you life. And don't start, you know, stop sitting back and letting it happen. You know, I did Ephesians the other month, didn't I? And when having done everything, stand. Stand on what? Stand on the Word of God. Stand on the promises of God. Stand on what God is saying and believe it and don't back down. What if they come after you? Come after me. The word is true. The word is true. It needs to be a change of lifestyle. There's a verse of scripture, when Jesus comes, it says, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find you full of faith? Will he find you standing on his promises? Yeah. Jesus said, you know, I've given you light. Don't hide it under a bushel. Don't cover it over and hide it, because it's no good. It doesn't give light to anybody. It says, put it somewhere. Stick it on a candlestick that it will light the room. Amen. You have to be the light in this world. And don't turn around, well, they won't like me in my job. It's all right. They didn't like Jesus. And if they didn't like Jesus, who was the perfect man, the perfect Son of God, the guy who did all these healings and miracles and fed 5,000 plus women and children a number of times, and they still didn't like him. No, you ain't got a chance. So don't expect to be liked. The only thing I need is that my Heavenly Father loves me. God is love. He loves me. Does he love you?
Yes.
Is he rejoicing in heaven over our lifestyle?
Amen.
That's a question, isn't it? I never thought to ask that one. Is God rejoicing in heaven over how we live? I'll leave you with that question. We have to hate sin. God desires obedience from us. The Holy Spirit was given to energize you. He was given to empower you to live in this world, to stand against the works of the devil. To stand firm in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our foundation.
Yeah.
He's the chief cornerstone. He's the everything that we build our lives on.
Yeah.
And without that foundation stone, we're going to collapse. We will collapse in a heap. But if Jesus is your foundation stone, then when the winds blow, when the storms come, you'll stand firm because he is firm. He is established. Second Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, you're a new creature. You're a new creation, some translations say. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. That's where we should be. And so people that give their lives to Christ, there should be this turning around. There should be this turning and beginning of new things. And Paul says, crucify the flesh. When? Once a month?
Daily.
Because the old flesh man wants to get up. Have you noticed that? Sometimes you've got to give him a good elbow, say, get down, you're dead, you. And stay down. Verse 28. We'll finish with verse 28. Him, Jesus, we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. David. The idea that God has for you through Jesus is to present you perfect. You know, the devil must absolutely get so frustrated to think that Tabs is going to be perfect. And here I am. Trying to drag them down. Here I am trying to tempt them and destroy their lives. And this Jesus is making them perfect.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Just have a look around at those people who are perfect. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. The ultimate goal is to present every man perfect to Almighty God. This day, if you never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today is your day. Take Him as Lord. Turn around from your sinful ways. Walk away from them and walk to eternal God, knowing Him whom to know is life eternal. Some folks say, when you're dead, you're dead. No, you're not. You're not. Jesus said, I came to give you life, and that more abundantly. There is life in our risen Lord. And today, I want to encourage you to find out who Jesus is.
Amen.
Who Jesus is and what He has done already for you. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we just pray right now. We pray for Your presence. We pray for Your power. And Lord, we give You thanks for Your Son, Jesus. We give You thanks, Father, that You, the invisible God, sent Your visible Son to this world to show us of Your true existence and of Your true nature. And that, Lord God, You are calling each and every one of us to a commitment, to a fresh commitment in our relationship with You.
Amen.
That all the world might be saved and that Your church might be glorified. Father, give us the strength, give us the abilities, give us the desires, O God. Let our desires be to follow You.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.